So the Bhagavad Gita, just to summarize, starts with the Arjuna Vishad Yoga, Arjuna's grief, where in the first chapter he sees his near and dear ones and forgets what his duty is, why he is on the battlefield, and he then surrenders to the Lord Shri Krishna. Shishyasteham Shadhimam Tvam Prapanna, you please guide me, I do not know what is my duty. And Bhagavan starts with the highest, that all of us are this Atma, this consciousness. I think for those who may not be familiar for the first time, this BMI chart was made by Swami Chinmayanandaji. And it says, we think we are this body, mind, intellect. With the body I perceive the objects, with the mind I feel the emotions, and with the intellect I think the thoughts. And all my actions are propelled by my vasanas, my desires. They could be pure desires or impure desires. And supporting everything is Om. Om is consciousness, this Brahman, the all-pervading reality. In the totality, it is called Brahman. When it is functioning through the individuality, we may call it Om, but Om is just a symbol which represents the totality. So there is only one consciousness that illumines all of us. And that is eternal. That's why Bhagavan says, na jayate mriyate va kadachit. Actually, none of us are born and none of us die. It is just the body that takes birth. And then Arjuna says, okay, I don't see them as Atma, I see them as bodies. This is my grandfather, this is my teacher, this is my cousin. He says, okay, if you see them as bodies, then whoever is in the body is bound to leave the body. Once you have appeared and taken birth, there is no doubt. Even when Lord himself, Bhagavan, came in the form of Ramchandraji and Shri Krishna, at the appropriate time, they left the body. So the body is meant to be given up. It's not eternal. So even then, tasya ka paridevana, then what is there to mourn? Because everybody is bound to go. So, and then he tells him what is his duty as a kshatriya. His duty is to fight this dharma yuddha, this war of righteousness against the evil. People who will, if they are allowed to continue to rule, the country will go to ruins, as happens when there is a leader is corrupt or immoral or dishonest, the country goes down. So we see that all over the world. So that's what Bhagavan tells him. But he also tells him, yoga karmasu kaushalam, in the second chapter. That means whatever you do, do it efficiently. Do it with the best of your ability. Do not do a half-hearted job. See, what we do, when it is my work and I'm going to get paid and it's my salary, then I do my best, you know, because I have to look good in my company. But when it comes to community service or when I'm helping others, theek hai, chalta hai, aaj nahi hoga, kal hoga, you know, today I won't do it, it's okay, I'll do it tomorrow. So Bhagavan says, whatever activity, whether it's personal or community, all are one. There is no difference and it should be done efficiently. And in the third chapter, Sri Krishna continues this topic of Karma Yoga, how activities should be done, dedicated to the Lord, because we all have to work. Sharir yatra pichate na prasiddhyet akarmana. Without action, even you cannot sustain your body. So with what attitude you should work, dedicating all activities to the Lord without I and my. And in the fourth chapter, we talk about the yagna spirit. And Bhagavan starts by saying that this knowledge is not new. I myself, the Lord himself, gave this knowledge originally to the Surya Devta, sun god, and from him to all the other rishis and all of them. Raj Rishis, all of them passed on this knowledge, but the knowledge was temporarily lost when people lost interest in this knowledge. So Bhagavan says, I am giving you this knowledge all over again. And then he gives us the reason for his birth. He said, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam. I appear again and again in different parts of the world to protect dharma and remove adharma, to protect the good and remove the evil. And then he talks about how we can work with this yagna spirit. What is yagna? Yagna is where I devote my personal energy to the benefit of all. And when everybody gets together and performs an activity dedicated for the benefit of all, is called the Yajna spirit. And he starts with the famous shloka, Brahmarpanam Brahma Havihi, which we all chant when Swamiji's come before eating, where he says everything is Brahman. Just as in a fire, when the Yajna is going on, the fire is Brahman, the priest is Brahman, the one doing the Yajna is Brahman, the offerings in the Yajna Vedi, where the Yajna is going on, everything is Brahman. So similarly, all activities, whether I am eating, I am offering to the Lord within, when I am driving, the driver is Brahman, the car is Brahman, and Brahmaiva Tena Gantavyam, and where I am going and what activities are doing, everything is the Lord, to see the Lord in everything and everybody. So then Arjuna said, that's too difficult. I forget, when I'm listening in the class, I remember. But as soon as I walk out, I forget. How am I to remember that there is everything is Brahman? You mean even my mother-in-law? Yes, even your mother-in-law is Brahman. So that we have to... that we have to remember. So then Bhagawan gives different yajnas. He says, okay, I'll make it simple for you. And so for us, he has made it simple. And he says, whenever you are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, anything, your eyes are going out and seeing the objects, the ears are hearing, and the mind is behind it, illumining all the objects. So everything is Brahman, and the ability to see is the ability to hear is Brahman. And what is behind all this? Behind all this is Brahmagni, Brahmagnav Apare. So offer all activities into the fire of Brahman. Remember, it is because of the Lord I am able to see. And same thing when I am doing actions, when I am seeing, when I am using my hands or my speech or my legs going everywhere, everything is the one Lord. And control, the sense organs and the organs of action should not be allowed to be indiscriminately used. Just see anything, hear anything, do anything, speak anything. Control these activities, and through that you will evolve spiritually. So today we are going to continue these different yajnas, these different methods of growing spiritually while doing all activities. So Bhagavan has given us different, and the idea is that pick one. You say, okay, I will talk about that a little more, but different methods of self-control and different methods of remembering the Lord are given, and the idea is that using these I can continue to grow spiritually and ultimately come to the verse number 24, Brahmarpanam Brahma, where everything is the Lord. That is the goal of all spiritual sadhanas. So today we'll do verse number 28. It's very important. Our five beautiful yajnas are given in this verse number 28. Dravya yajna stapo yajnaha.
Dravya yajna stapo yajnaha.
Yoga yajna stathapare.
Yoga yajna stathapare.
Svadhyaya jnana yajnyascha. Yataya samshita vritaha. So now he is giving us five more ways how you can dedicate all activities to the Lord and perform them with a yajna spirit. So, dravya yajna. What is dravya? Dravya is material things. So, material offerings should be done with that yajna spirit. And then tapa. Tapa means austerity. When I do tapas, tapas is like you sit in the forest and meditate. Or tapa can be I fast on particular days, or I give up something I really like, but I give it up with the higher attitude. That is tapa, tapo yajna. Yoga yajna. Yoga, the word yoga comes from yuj, to unite. So any activity that unites me with the higher. And as we have talked, higher could be the Lord, higher could be my country, higher could be my community, my church. So anything that is offered to the higher, upper A. So other people, what do? They practice these yagnas, Drava Yagna, Tapa Yagna, Yoga Yagna. These are the yagnas they practice. And then there are others who are Yataya Samshita Vrataha. The last two words. Yataya means ascetics who have Samshita Vrataha means they have made firm vows. So they have a firm determination that this is what I am going to do. I am going to evolve in my life. And so what do? Swadhyaya Jnana Yajna. Swadhyaya means self-study and Jnana means knowledge. So these are the five yajnas: material, tapa, austerity, yoga, dedicated to the higher, self-study and knowledge. And so people who are of firm determination and want the highest in life, they practice these five yajnas. So let us talk a little bit about material. So material, people think, you know, is only things I give. And that is good. Charity is very good. One should give. That's what I was reading somewhere, that the Lord has given us so much in this country. It is our duty to share, to give others. But sharing is not only material. It can be emotional. Like somebody is lonely, you know, and is alone. You invite them to your house. Okay, today is Christmas, or today is a, you know, good occasion, your birthday. So just take them out, invite them. Somebody is in a hospital or a nursing home visiting. Even speaking a kind word to somebody can be yajna, speaking without anger, without talking about speaking a kind word. There was this bar, and this guy walks in, he's kind of a racist, and he looks in there, and in the corner of the bar there is this Indian guy sitting by himself. So he gets angry. He says, "You know, bartender, here's $100. I want you to buy drinks for everybody except that Indian sitting in the corner. I don't want him to get anything." So bartender gives $100, and he looks at the Indian. He thought the Indian will get mad. Indian is smiling. I'm insulting him and he's still smiling. After a while, he gets more upset. "Bartender, here's $200. Use your best liquor and serve everybody except that Indian sitting in that corner." And that Indian is smiling even more. So he said, then he asked the bartender, he said, "I keep insulting this guy. Why is he smiling more? Who is that guy?" He said, "Oh, he's Mr. Patel. He's the owner of the bar." Yes, you can keep insulting him, he's happier. So using a kind word and treating people with love is also yajna, is also an offering to the Lord. Because why? Because Lord is in everybody, everything, whether it's an animal, a bird, a plant, even a person who is, you know, low, and especially people who are below us, whether it's at work or in the family, you know, children. So treating them with love is also yajna. Then yajna can also be giving knowledge, you know, sharing the knowledge we have that our rishis and our gurus have given us. So that is also yajna. And I heard somewhere a person who has a lot is not rich. A person who gives a lot is rich. See, because people think, if I have, then I'm... No, but the more you give, the more you get wealthy, not only within, but also the Lord of the universe, because he is the master of Lakshmi, he is the master of... So when we give, we get a lot more back, not only emotionally, spiritually, but also materially. And it can be given, can be at different places, like in pilgrimage places, you know, where there are all these devotees of the Lord gather. And in India, it's very traditional. You know, people will donate blankets or will make rest houses or dharmashala or serve food to all the great, you know, Mahatmas and all the saints who come there. But the attitude of giving is more important than the act of giving. So there are three attitudes when somebody is giving. Drava Yagna, there can be three. One is, I'm doing it for my name and fame. So every blanket that is given should have my name, you know, in prominent gold letters, who has given. Of course, that is better than not giving, but that is where I am giving for my personal name and fame. The second giving is that by giving, I'll go to heaven. You know, people think I'll fast here, but I'll feast over there. So by doing good actions, Bhagavan will bless me and I'll go to heaven, and then I'll enjoy life for thousands of years and then continue my journey. So that is second. But the third one, and the way one should give, is that I am doing it as a service of God. Will God be pleased by my action? So any action I do, that should be the number one thought, that will God be pleased with my action? Why? Because He has given me everything I have. So by sharing it, I am serving that Lord. And so that is the highest attitude of giving. So all this Drava Yajna refers to mama, what is mine. So they say mine, that mama should be given up. I am not the owner of anything. Even my house, even my children, everything one day I have to leave. My bank balance, my stock portfolio. Once you are gone, can you take your stocks with you? You know, Apple and no, IBM, nothing. Everything is left behind. Your house and gold and whatever we hold on to. So mama is easier maybe to give up, but aham, this I, that is very difficult. I did this, I did that. You don't know me, you know, how good I am, how smart I am. So this I, the rest of this verse talks about how to give up this I, this aham. So austerity is prescribed in every religion. In every religion, they say, like in Christianity, they say you should fast, you know, during Easter months, or you should give up something you like. In Islam, in Ramzan, the month of Ramzan, people fast from morning to night. And even in our Vedic scriptures, in Hinduism, they recommend fasting at the Ekadashi Vrata, doing that, or during Navratri months, or Mahashivratri. So fasting and austerity, generally living a life of self-control, we're not overindulging in not only food, but in all other means. You know, what I hear, what I take, intake, what I unnecessarily just surfing the net and wasting my time. Whatever extra time I have, use it for self-improvement and for improving the world, and unnecessarily talking for hours on the phone with people or gossiping is also not self-control. And then he says yoga yajna. So yoga, as we know, is the dedicated to the higher. But here yoga, as we see in these particular verses, Bhagavan has covered all the Ashtanga yoga. You know, Patanjali Maharishi had given us the Ashtanga yoga. All of you know it, but just briefly, yama, niyama, asana, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. So yama is how I deal with people. That should be self-control. I should deal with people in the right way. Niyama is how I deal with myself, living a life of self-control. Asanas, we all know, are the physical exercises. In fact, people think yoga is alone asana, and they forget there are seven other limbs. Asana is what we do, the physical exercises. Pranayama is breathing. Pratyahara is withdrawal from the world. And dharana, and decide what I am going to do with my life. Dhyana is meditation, and samadhi is the ultimate goal, where I become one with that totality. So in these verses, Bhagavan has already talked to us about yama and niyama, how to deal with others, how to control myself. Asana is how to control the posture. So how to control the body. And in the previous verses, he has talked about sarvani, indriya karmani, prana karmani. Pranayam, he has already talked. He will talk a little more about that. And pratyahara, how to withdraw from the world. And dharana, how to make myself determined to reach the higher. And then dhyana yoga is the meditation. And when they talk about yoga, it is uniting with the higher. So meditation is one of the very powerful techniques which helps me, the individuality, the BMI, the perceiver, feeler and thinker, connect with the Lord within. And Samadhi, of course, is the ultimate goal. So the seven limbs have already been addressed in different verses of this fourth chapter. So then he talks about yoga, we already talked about jnana. Now we will talk about swadhyaya and jnana. These are the very important. Swadhyaya, swa-adhyaya means self-study. So self-study is very important, and that's every evening, every day one should, if you don't have this Bhagavad Gita, I would recommend everybody buy that and just study two verses of the Bhagavad Gita or any other spiritual text, but at least half an hour should be spent every night. If you can more, it's even better. Just self-study so that I may improve. That is one self-study. The second swa-adhyaya is know myself, know my mind, know my vasanas. Study what are my impurities, what are my deficits. Do I get angry easily? Am I very selfish? Am I very... So consciously removing the impurities is also self-study, where I study myself. And the third self-study is knowing who I really am. I am not this body, mind, intellect, but I am this pure Satchit Anand Swarup Atma who at this moment is occupying. So studying myself as to who I really am, so that is also Swadhyaya. So Swadhyaya is three. One is reading books and listening to Mahatmas. Second is knowing my impurities and removing them. And third is knowing who I really am. And then Swadhyaya and Jnana are mentioned separately. Why is Bhagavan saying two different things? One is self-study and one is knowledge. So Swami Bodhatmananda ji, in his commentary that I was studying, he says Swadhyaya means just chant, learn how to chant. You know, like we do the Gita chanting for the children, Bhagavad Gita. Lot of them don't know the meaning, but they have so beautifully memorized that they can chant every word, you know, perfectly. So every day, maybe every morning, spend some time in chanting some good mantras, you know, some good prayers. Maybe Vishnu Sahasranama or even, you know, Lalita Sahasranama or Gayatri Mantra or any Om Trayambakam, whatever, but spend some time chanting. What it does is when you chant, it changes the vibrations in your mind and purifies it. And then the second is knowing the meaning of what I am chanting. So that is jnana. So swadhyaya is chanting and remembering the Lord. And then second is knowing the meaning. So every verse of the Bhagavad Gita, I should know the meaning of every word. I should know the meaning of every verse, how this verse is connected with the rest of the chapter. That's why when in the beginning I tried to connect that how is these verses are connected with the rest of the chapter, how is the fourth chapter connected in the rest of the Bhagavad Gita, and how these same ideas, now Swamiji will be here doing Ashtavakra Gita end of the month, how the same ideas of Bhagavad Gita are covered in Ashtavakra Gita, or Wednesday we have a study group, Vivek Chodamani. So connecting, so that is called Swadhyaya and Dhyana. And then he says, Yataya Samshata Vrataha. These people have firm determination to improve spiritually, and they are ascetics. They have given up worldly attachments. So how should study of scriptures and how should devotion to the Lord be practiced? See, what we do, we have enthusiasm. You know, from tomorrow, yes, I'm going to study Bhagavad Gita very sincerely, and I'm going to chant, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to the temple. So we have firm, you know, determination. But how long does it, or New Year's, that's the best time. You know, from January 1st, is Saal to Dekh Lena, I'm going to do it. But 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, then, you know, we forget. It's too cold outside. You know, it's too early to wake up. Let me sleep another half an hour. Turn off the alarm. I had decided I'm going to get up at 6 in the morning to meditate and to study. everything goes out. So it says it should be done Dirga Kalam, Nairantaryam, Adara Bhavam. So these are the three ways in which you should do your study and your devotion to the Lord. First is Dirga Kalam. This spirituality is not a 1 week, 2 weeks. You know, people say go for a weekend course and they say, now I know who I am. I am that. What more is there to learn? One person actually told us. She said, why you keep going to these classes of these Swamis? What do you learn? Didn't you learn many years ago you are that? Yeah. Why do you keep? I went for a weekend course and they told me. That's all. I don't. It is Dirga Kalam because it is lifetimes of vasanas we have accumulated. So it has to be done for a long period of time. And the whole lifetime is not enough. Not to discourage, the idea is that the more you put in effort, it's like medicine. Can you study medicine by a weekend course or computers or engineering? You can't say, I went for a weekend course, now I can start operating on patient. It's a Dirga Kalam. You take years to study and then years to improve. And then Nairantaryam, and nothing else is important for me. That and that alone is important. And Adara Bhavam, and with respect for God. I offer respects. So when I study these scriptures, I do it for a long period of time. And my goal is only one, self-growth and with Adara Bhavam, with respect to the God. So that's how we practice these five yajnas. Drava, material yajna, then the tapa, the austerity, yoga, connecting with the higher, Swadhyaya and Jnana, self-study and knowledge, all with firm determination that is my goal. So that is verse number 28.